This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump walked through parts of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday that were damaged last week in civil unrest that erupted after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Mr. Trump is engaged in political sparring with his Democratic rival Joe Biden over who would keep the country safe as the two head to the November presidential election. During his visit on Tuesday, Mr. Trump attacked, in his words, reckless far-left politicians, adding, "We must give far greater support to our law enforcement." Mr. Trump visited Kenosha, a 100,000-resident city on the shores of Lake Michigan, against the wishes of the city's mayor and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who said it was too soon as police continue their investigation of the shooting of Blake on August 23rd. Family members say Blake was left partially paralyzed. In addition, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the killing of 2 protesters and the wounding of a 3rd during the street protests after the police shooting of Blake. Police have charged a teenage vigilante, Kyle Rittenhouse, who claimed to be protecting Kenosha businesses. Rittenhouse faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The president declined Monday to criticize Rittenhouse, saying the teen carrying a gun had been, in his words, very violently attacked, and also, in his words, probably would have been killed if he had not opened fire on the demonstrators. Mr. Trump announced Monday that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in Democrat-run cities. Also, his words, adding that federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrest of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. From Washington, this is VOA News.